Assume crash positions. This is the Daniel Natale Show. After Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman created one of the lowest-rated TV shows of all time, bashing Christmas and offending the majority of the population, they began defaming the people they attacked in the television special, calling them racists and white supremacists for not liking the show. After endearing himself to millions with this bit of tone-deaf cry-bullying, Rogen began tweeting just to confirm how out of touch he was. When a person lamented the fact that his car was broken into, Rogen, as per pattern, attacked the victim and told him how small-minded he was. "Dude, I've lived here for over 20 years. You're nuts. Haha, it's lovely here. Don't leave anything valuable in it." Whereupon his interlocutor said, "I can still be mad though, right? I feel so violated." Rogen then rejoins, "You can be mad, but I guess I don't personally view my car as an extension of myself, and I've never really felt violated any of the 15 or so times my car was broken into. Once a guy accidentally left a cool knife in my car, so if it keeps happening, you might get a little treat." What we just saw was a millionaire lecturing the victim of a crime about how he's above petty materialism, and that the victim should just shut up and take it. This amounts to Rogen basically saying that as a rich man, he didn't really care about the stolen items that he didn't need. He didn't get upset, so you shouldn't either. This is the equivalent of Marie Antoinette being told that the peasants didn't have bread to eat, so she retorts with a laugh, "Then let them eat cake." This anecdote was used to show how out of touch and sociopathic the aristocrats were right before the French Revolution. Seth Rogen is Marie Antoinette, disconnected emotionally from the rest of the people he views as unwashed proletarians around him. To Mr. Rogen, they're just plebs whose concern about their safety and property is just so much petty whining. In his worldview, insulated by money, it's so much trendier to identify with the criminal than with the victim. This level of depravity is what leads to revolutions. But Mr. Rogen is not alone. He's a symptom of a much larger schism between the 1% and the rest of the society over whom they rule. Because of this disconnect, we're seeing a split in the nation between the regular people and the ruling class, a group of finger-waving, right-thinking hypocrites who create rules for us that never apply to themselves, like the politicians who demand that you take experimental therapeutics while they exempt themselves. In Nassim Taleb's book, Antifragile, he talks about this phenomenon and describes how unethical it is. His book is about systems benefiting from trouble and how when you try to avoid turbulence, you encourage fragility, which leads to collapse. Individuals who are easily offended, for example, are people trained to be fragile. It's better to be anti-fragile, says the author, like a bone that when it's broken heals back twice as strong. In the book, Taleb says that our society is experiencing stress cracks precisely because the ruling elite are benefiting from a system whereby they get all the advantages and offload the liabilities onto others. Here's an excerpt.
"Let us now work with the elements of Graphic 7 in your PDF and bring the unifying foundational asymmetry between upside and downside into our central theme, ethics. Just as only business school professors and similar fragilistas separate robustness and growth, we cannot separate fragility and ethics. Some people have options or have optionality at the expense of others, and the others don't know it. The effects of transfers of fragility are becoming more acute as modernity is building up more and more people on the left column, inverse heroes, so to say. So many professions, most arising from modernity, are affected, becoming more anti-fragile at the expense of our fragility. Tenured government employees, academic researchers, journalists of the non-myth-busting variety, the medical establishment, big pharma, and many more."
Taleb says that so much unethical behavior occurs today when the people enacting policies do not themselves have to experience the downsides of those policies, like a corporation that pollutes, but dumps chemicals downstream so that a community 100 miles away gets the downside, while the company only reaps the reward, or open borders activists who demand diversity for you, but who themselves live in a gated community away from said diversity. They get the cheap labor for their business, you get the crime. Mr. Rogen exemplifies the sociopathic behavior of this type. As a narcissist, he calls for policies that hurt you, as he virtue signals from his mansion. He outsources fragility to others, as Taleb would say. Without the ability to do this, how anti-fragile would Mr. Rogen actually be? I mean, he calls for you not to care as he heckles your religion. But what would happen if you heckled his? Would he be so broad-minded then, or would he immediately reveal himself to be fragile? Like when he said too many angry white men can't accept their time is up. What would happen if someone inserted Mr. Rogen's demographic into that quote and made exactly the same comment to him? How broad-minded do you think Mr. Marie Antoinette would be? This is the kind of stuff that happens in late-stage globalism. As the lower nobility of celebutards, politicians, and pop singers go on about enjoining the peasants to eat cake, I would caution them about the impending dangers inherent in the approach of their just desserts. By the way, check out the bookazine Trump World. It's a special collector's edition from the New American Magazine, highlighting aspects of the MAGAverse that you might not have known about. It's insightful, beautifully produced, and makes a great stocking stuffer. Putting the MAGA in magazine, be sure to get your copy today.